This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a former congressman and current Fox News contributor, rotating host on The Five. For those of you who watch The Five on Fox, he is to my left, and I'm going to go out and say it. I'm going to put it right out there. Harold is my favorite rotating guest on The Five, my favorite liberal. He tends more to be a moderate. So please join me in welcoming Harold Ford to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. I want to tell you a little bit about Harold. Harold is an extremely serious guy. He joined Fox, a couple years ago. He is currently vice chairman, executive vice president of PNC Bank's corporate and institutional banking, chairman of and CEO of an empowerment and inclusion capital corporation. He served as a Democrat member of Congress from Tennessee's 9th Congressional District, guys, for 5 terms with stints on the House Budget Committee and House Committee on Financial Services. I understand that Harold, you were the youngest person elected to Congress?
When I was there, I was the youngest. For a while, I was the youngest. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, you're not the youngest anymore, so get over it. Okay. So here we go. Now, yesterday, we find out that the Biden administration decides to make a trade. And they make a trade of the merchant of debt, this guy named Bout, for Brittany Griner. And let's just put it on the table. We're all happy that an American citizen is back. But I wonder about, and I certainly want to get your thoughts, the idea of bringing back a merchant of death in the middle of war when it seems that Putin needed him more than we needed to make the deal.
Well, first off, good morning and thanks for having me on. And thanks for the kind words about what I'm doing and being on the show with you. Thanks for the kind words about how you feel about me on the show. You know how much I love our conversations and how much I value our friendship. So,
and by the way, folks, you would say that. Don't let him kid you. We disagree on everything, but thank you for saying it, Harold.
No, we do, but we disagree on a lot of things. But one of the things I've learned a lot about life and politics, just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you can't value and like them and respect them. So thank you for that. I think the trade yesterday was I think the best trade and the best deal they could get. I too wish that Mr. Whalen was a part of that deal. I hope he is a part of that deal, that a new deal is able to be structured going forward. But I think it speaks to sort of the complexities and the dynamic complexities of foreign policy and diplomacy in today's world, and particularly at a moment fraught with conflict, real conflict in Ukraine. We've not seen this kind of violence and lack of resolve on the European continent in my lifetime. And certainly, this is my dad is still living, but his lifetime is when this all really occurred. It's kind of the kind of strife we're seeing. So I'm hopeful that the administration, and I take them at their words, they will continue to try to find a way to get Mr. Whalen home. This is the second time, we should note, that he was not part of a deal.
Yeah.
Trevor Reed was brought home several months ago, or many months ago, and we now see this deal being structured. And I can only hope. You said something interesting on the show yesterday that didn't factor in, and I'm not sure how to factor it into my calculations about things. Did Putin want this guy because of the conflict that we're in Ukraine, or he's in Ukraine? I still can't figure out what value he would add, other than whether it's the optics or even if there is substance there. But I would have to think our intelligence community, as well as our defense community, had to consider that. And I would hope they would have considered that. I got to think they did consider that as they thought about this deal. But I thought the point you made on the show yesterday was one that was not brought up. I didn't hear that point raised really on any of the networks, or for that matter, in any of the commentary and the reporting. Mm-hmm. about the matter. So we'll see what that, hope that is not the case. I know you hope it's not the case either, but it is something that needs to be considered.
Well, you know, Harold, if history is any indicator of any of this, when the trade was made for the 5 Taliban at Gitmo, for a deserter, Bo Bergdahl, they all returned to the battlefield. And I think that you have to have a very skeptical view of this. You know, people decide when they want to make a trade, and especially people like Putin. I mean, these guys are bad actors, and it's in his interest. And I think we had a little more leverage, but who am I to say? As I said myself, I mean, who knows what goes on at these meetings? You know, the direct conversations, the indirect conversations, the sub conversations around the table, under the table. But these are tough calls, and I got to tell you, I think that the Whalen family, obviously the serviceman who's still over there, who's accused of being a spy by Russia, I thought they were a class act, the whole family, congratulating the basketball player and recognizing that they've been there the longest. I thought they were very classy.
I agree.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. Their graciousness and grace is something you don't see a lot in anywhere in public life.
Let's take a little switch here. Let's talk about the grid. Right now, we're in a situation where power is finally being restored after a deliberate attack on a North Carolina substation that caused widespread power outages. And we're seeing this more and more, much of it natural causes, whether it's a hurricane or other kind of natural problem. But the issue now is that it seems to be that this is not an isolated incident, that the FBI has actually warned that at least five electricity substations in Oregon and Washington had suffered similar attacks. Now, I started talking about the grid 10 years ago, and I'm sure you've discussed it in Congress. We got a substation in Lower Manhattan I did a show from that is, you know, that is surrounded by chain link fence. We certainly have enough enemies in the world, but there isn't a sufficient amount of supervision or regulation. There's no agency that is responsible for managing the resilience of the power. What can we do about the grid?
So this is something you've been raising for a long time and something you've raised even more recently. And it was interesting yesterday listening to, I think it was Jesse Waters on the show yesterday, who said that there are 12 or 13 substations, I think he said, around the country, that if you were to attack those, you would take out over 80% of the electricity in the country, which is an amazing number when you think about it. You also noted reminded all of us that the organizing entities that have authority over our electricity grids are really all local and state driven. There's not a central decider, but there's not a central organizing force, which is something we should strongly consider. Part of the reason, the main thrust behind that, is that we believe that these issues should be resolved at the state level, should be decided at the state level. Mm-hmm. But this is something now I think you have to strongly consider, if not reverse that position and make this something that is regulated in a central location, and there's a central authority that decides it. We could all draw horror stories about what this would mean for everything from crime in a community to hospitals being healthcare not being able to be delivered because of this. But it's just the kind of strife that you could and you could cause to a community, the kind of harm you could cause to a community in communities across the country. We could all make up all fabricate stories and they would all be real. So I'm hopeful that Congress will you know, the kind of things Congress wants to investigate now, you know, they can investigate whatever they want to investigate or call hearings about what they want to call hearings about. But this is something that we need bipartisan help around. And for that matter, if we shine a light on this issue, I think the country would force their senators and congressmen, regardless of the party they may be in, to come together and work on this. So I'm hopeful that something may happen on this, and something constructive and serious in terms of a solution can be formed around it.
But anyway, Harold Ford, we love you. I appreciate your coming on. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday, a wonderful Christmas, and we thank you for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. And never forget, join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.